The first reading from the second book of Maccabees tells us the courageous example of Eleazar, how he died, and I quote, leaving in his death a model of courage and an unforgettable example of virtue, not only for the young, but for the whole nation. Eleazar showed what it means to truly possess wisdom, the wisdom of faith, the wisdom of what it means to truly believe, even when we are being endangered, threatened, or pressured to leave our faith. And this is the question that we must ask ourselves. When persecution comes, when hard times comes, when things don't go our way, will we continue to choose to abide by the law that God had given us? Not only the old law of the Old Testament, but the law and the commandments and the precepts that the Lord had given to us through the church. Keeping the commandments is important. Keeping the law is important. And keeping what the Lord had taught us is important, because they are guides, they are posts, and they are directions for our life. And they are not always popular in the eyes of the world. But then this law, this commandment, precepts need to lead us toward a deeper love. And Jesus taught us today what it means to love. And Jesus said, for the Son of Man had come to seek and to save what was lost. And in a similar word, when I was ordained at the priest, when the bishop ordained us, he said the same thing: be imitator of Christ by the sacrifice that you offered, because ultimately, in persona Christi Capitis, in the person of Christ ahead, we are called a priest to seek and to save what was lost. Not just in keeping the commandments, but how can we go out and seek and to save what was lost? I contemplate upon this a lot, especially in my own ministry in the military. Not always easy, not always welcome. A lot of challenges, a lot of bureaucracy, a lot of things that are being thrown out there. But the Lord have taught me what it's meant to save what was lost and to seek those who have no religion, no faith, no nothing at all. We must be patient, just like the Lord had been patient with Zacchaeus. Everybody looked down upon him. Everybody shamed Jesus, saying that, oh, they grumble and said, he had gone to stay at the house of a sinner. They looked down on Jesus. They doubted Jesus. Then they isolated Zacchaeus. But Zacchaeus didn't give up. Zacchaeus continued to seek the Lord. And the Lord didn't allow those voices to stop him from seeking Zacchaeus, who was lost, and to save Zacchaeus. So we must do the same thing. We must not give in or give up. We must seek those who are lost, those who have nothing to look forward to, those who might not even know the good Lord, through the way that we love his commandments, his precepts, and to abide in his love, so that we can radiate that love toward others as well.